Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, who also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night, present each week at this time The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. Talk about menu magic. Why, there are more pleasant surprises in a package of Pabst Et, the delicious cheese food, than there are letters in the name Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. You can plan menus from soup to dessert, put tempting variety into wartime lunchboxes and after-school snacks with delicious golden Pabst Et. There's positively no end of ways you can please your family with Pabst Et's wholesome cheese goodness. At room temperature, Pabst Et spreads easily to make grand-tasting sandwiches. It melts smoothly in a double boiler. It makes scrumptious cheese sauces for vegetables, eggs, chicken, and fish. Pabst Et adds mellow cheese flavor to soups. Blends quickly and easily in making soufflés, macaroni, and au gratin dishes. And to top off a good meal, try Pabst Et melted on pie for a really swell dessert. Yes, there's menu magic in every package of Pabst Et. And Pabst Et is such a wholesome, nourishing cheese food, you'll want to serve it often. Just think of the delicious cheese food of 100 uses. And tomorrow, ask for Pabst Et. Now let's peep once more into the private life of the Great Gildersleeve. As he walks home from his office on this nippy November afternoon, he seems as carefree as a schoolboy. But he still bears the scars of his unhappy encounters with the fair sex last week. For observing Miss Eve Goodwin approaching from the opposite direction, he stops, hesitates, and ducks into the sanctuary of Peavy's drugstore.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy.
You seem to be in a hurry. What can I do for you this afternoon?
Nothing, Peavy, nothing. Just let me sit here for a minute.
Oh, all right.
Peavy, we men must stick together.
Oh, by all means.
Yes, sir. When you're talking to a man, you know where you stand. If a man is your friend, he's your friend.
I'll hold on to that thought, Mr. Gildersleeve. Well, speaking of friends, here's Judge Hooker. Afternoon, Judge.
Hello, Peavy. Hello, Gildersleeve. Have you heard the news?
What news?
The boys down at the city hall are telling it around that someone saw a moose out at Green Lake this morning.
Are you dreaming, Hooker? There hasn't been a moose in this part of the country for 30 years.
I know that, but there's still deer around, and who knows? Moose might have got lost or something.
I don't believe a moose gets lost, Judge. He's supposed to have some kind of homing instinct.
Homing instinct? Peavy, I can see you're not much of a woodsman. Now, when I was a boy...
Well, hello, Floyd.
Well, looks like a coffee clatch at the old men's home.
Now, who's taking care of the barbershop?
I'm closing her up for the day.
For heaven's sake, is the war over?
No. There's a moose out at Green Lake.
You don't believe that, do you, Floyd?
I darn well do believe it. Snowed up state yesterday. Snow always drives game south.
Floyd's right. Everybody knows a snowstorm will do that.
Well, I'm going after that moose. Tomorrow morning. Anybody want to come along?
By George, I'd like to go, Floyd.
Well, come on, Mr. Gildersleeve. We'll have more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Spend the night out there. Bring the moose home Sunday.
It sounds good.
To tell the truth, I'd go if it was just for Woodchuck. My wife's been acting so ornery. Not that I've got anything against her, you understand.
I understand.
No, I understand, too, Floyd.
Peavy, why don't you come along, too?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not? I bet you can't give one good reason.
I'm afraid I'd catch cold, Mr. Gildersleeve.
You wouldn't have to worry about that, Peavy. We can sleep in my cousin Earl's cabin right there at the lake. Sleeps four people. Plenty of blankets, nice stove. It's a regular little cabin.
There you are, Peavy.
No, I couldn't close up the store, you see.
I'm closing mine. I can cut hair any day.
How about it, Peavy?
No, gentlemen, I'm sorry.
All right, I give up. What about you, Judge?
Gildy, I'd love to go, but I've been invited to dine with a lady tomorrow night.
A lady? Who wants to sit around and make chit-chat with a woman when he could be drawing a bead on a moose?
Well, every man to his taste, Gildy.
We could have a lot of fun, Horace. Just us boys. Say what we please, wear what we please, do what we please. Smell those old pine needles. Cook over an open fire.
Man, I've got a recipe where I cook rice with ketchup. It comes out just like Spanish rice in a restaurant.
Sounds great. But we'll get a chance for some of my special spaghetti a la Gildersleeve. A can of spaghetti and a can of peas.
That sounds terrible. Have you ever eaten any of my Slum Gully? I've got a recipe I got from an old guy, and it's the most delicious stuff you'll ever put in your mouth.
Slum Gully?
You make it with pork.
Oh, you mean Slum Gullion.
Slum Gully.
I've eaten it many's the time, Judge, and I've always heard Slum Gullion.
The way I make it, it comes out Slum Gully. Simmer it over an open fire. I guarantee it'll melt in your mouth.
Come on, Judge. Come on out there and make us some Slum Gully.
By George, I'll do it. Call up this lady and cancel my engagement. I'll tell her, by George, I'm going moose hunting.
That's the boy, Judge. Peavy, why don't you do the same with Mrs. Peavy?
Mr. Gildersleeve, the judge is just canceling an engagement. With a marriage, it's not so easy.
Well, you know best, Peavy. Boys, where shall we meet tomorrow morning?
How'd it be if I pick up the judge, and then we call for you around 5, Mr. Gildersleeve? Want to get an early start?
The earlier the better. I'll be ready.
Me too. I'll oil up my Remington tonight.
Okay, and each of us better bring some grub. I'll bring rice and ketchup.
I'll get the stuff for the Slum Gully.
And I'll get the stuff for the spaghetti a la Gildersleeve. Well, so long, Peavy.
Just a minute. I'd like to make a little contribution to your expedition.
Thanks, Peavy. Sodium bicarbonate. Now, Leroy, if you want to help, I'll tell you what you can do. While I'm lacing up my boots, you can pack the duffel bag.
Okay. What goes in first? Rifle?
No. The heavy wool socks and the flannel shirt.
Oh. Hey, what's this doing up here?
That? Oh, that's my moose horn.
But this is the horn that was on the Christmas tree last year.
Well, it sounds like a moose horn. It'll do for a moose horn.
What's it for?
When you hunt moose, Leroy, you have to call them.
Oh.
I blow the horn, and the moose thinks it's a lady moose calling, and he comes right to where I am.
Oh, mush.
Don't blow that, Leroy. You want to wake up the whole house?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Well, for Pete's sake, when your alarm clock rang for 10 minutes and you jumped out of bed and fell over the blanket roll, who do you think slept through that?
Well, maybe they've all gone back to sleep.
Nah, Bertie's down making coffee for you.
Good old Bertie. Now put in those rubber boots. That's in case I have to shoot him in the water.
Okay. I wish I was going with you, Unc.
Some other time, my boy. Moose is a pretty dangerous animal when cornered.
Their antlers aren't very sharp.
No, a moose kicks you to death. Powerful leg muscles.
Good morning, Uncle Mort. Is everything all right?
Yes, thank you, my dear. I didn't want you to get up.
Well, I heard someone blowing a horn. Leroy, I wish you'd get away from that shotgun.
It's a rifle, and I'm not touching it.
Well, keep away from it.
Is it loaded?
No, Marjorie, of course not. No woodsman ever keeps a gun loaded. See if you can get the blanket roll in there, Leroy.
Okay.
Well, got my boots on.
Gee, the whole house shakes.
Now, my waterproof duck shirt.
What a costume.
Look pretty good, don't it, my dear?
Just like a page in the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
I didn't ask you, Leroy.
Honestly, I don't believe you'd go hunting if it weren't for the fun of dressing up. I think it's just like Leroy playing soldier.
Well, not quite.
Only you've got a real gun, and you'll probably get hurt.
Now, my dear, you mustn't talk like that. We're all experienced woodsmen.
Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve. Would you like your coffee up here? It's after 5 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness, so it is. Thank you, Bertie.
Anything else I can get for you?
Have we got a couple cans of spaghetti?
I guess so.
And a couple cans of peas?
Yes, sir.
Fine. I'll give the boys a treat for lunch tomorrow.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you ain't going to make that again.
Why not?
It gives me a bad name around town.
Don't worry, Bertie. If it's a success, I'll give you the credit. If not, I'll take the blame.
Just leave me out of it.
All I hope is you know how to cook moose, Bertie.
I ain't ever cooked any, but if it's meat, I can handle it.
That's the spirit. Oh, my goodness, there's Hooker and Floyd. Let them in, will you, Bertie?
Yes, sir.
Close up that duffel bag, Leroy.
Okay.
Keep calm, Judge. Keep calm.
Can you manage to get the bag downstairs, Leroy?
Why don't you carry the bag and let me take the gun?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, for corn's sake. He told you it wasn't loaded.
A woodsman never keeps a gun loaded. Take it, Leroy, but don't point it at anybody.
Don't worry about me. I'm an old woodsman.
Hi, Gildersleeve.
Morning, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, boys. Are we all set?
Sure, let's get going.
Mr. Gildersleeve, here's those cans you wanted.
Thanks, Bertie. Put them in there. Floyd, you know my niece Marjorie.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do? Leroy, be careful. I won't feel safe till that gun is out of the house.
You'll have to excuse her. Firearms make her nervous, I guess.
That's nothing. This morning I thought my wife was going to jump out the window. Well, let's get going.
Goodbye, Leroy.
Goodbye, my boy.
Can I come? Please, Unc. I promise not to be in the way.
No, not this time. You take care of your sister. Goodbye, Bertie.
Goodbye, Mr. Gildersleeve. Be careful what you eat.
I'll take the bag. You take the gun.
Thanks. Gosh, what a household. Be a relief to get out in those old pine woods.
I'm looking forward to it. Here, put your bag in the luggage compartment.
Well, here we go.
At last.
Hey, wait for me.
Peavy! Here he comes, lugging two suitcases.
Well, for the love of
good old Peavy.
Let me help you, Peavy. What on earth have you got in the grips?
Well, in this one I have my pajamas, bathrobe, toothbrush, and so on. The other one's a first aid kit.
Well, that takes care of everything. Tell me, Peavy, how'd you get away from the wife?
It was easy, boys. I just told her I was going moose hunting.
What did she say to that, Peavy?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, I only stayed for the first few paragraphs.
All right, boys, let's go hunting. Tally-ho!
Tally-ho!
We'll hear more from the great Gildersleeve in just a few seconds. Meanwhile, here's a really swell suggestion, ladies, for putting variety into your Thanksgiving feast. It's that delicious golden cheese food that comes in the round flat package, Pabstette. There's just no end of ways you can please family appetites with the wholesome cheese goodness of Pabstette. Zip up the flavor of vegetables with a delectable sauce made of melted Pabstette. For an extra special Thanksgiving dessert, chill Pabstette and serve with fruit or pie. And of course, for any and all occasions, don't forget that Pabstette makes perfectly delicious sandwiches. Whether you melt it, toast it, or slice it, Pabstette has that grand cheddar cheese flavor that will surely win your family's praise. It's mighty good for them, too. Pabstette is a fine energy food and a splendid source of valuable milk nutrients. It helps provide vitamin A and the important milk minerals, calcium and phosphorus. Remember the name Pabstette, the delicious cheese food that's just right for Thanksgiving Day and every day. Ask for Pabstette. Now let's follow the great Gildersleeve and his cronies to their camp in the woods north of town, where they have taken over the cabin belonging to Floyd's cousin Earl. For lunch, the judge has prepared a steaming pot of his famous Slum Gully, and after tasting it, they have made a meal of canned corn and fig Newtons.
Floyd, can you do something to that stove so it won't smoke? The air is terrible in here.
If you ask me, Commissioner, it's not the stove, it's that cigar of yours.
If you want to know what it really is, it's that Slum Gully.
Gildersleeve, that's not a nice thing to say. I got that recipe from an old Indian guide.
You ought to give it back to him.
Open the door, Peavy. Let's have some fresh air.
Don't you do it. Do you want us to freeze?
Peavy, open it.
Close it.
Well, make up your minds, gentlemen.
I say open it.
I say it stays closed.
Listen, who was responsible for this trip? Who started it?
I don't know, but if we can find out, we ought to shoot him. Jeez, call this a hunting trip.
Floyd's right. We've been here since 6 o'clock this morning, and we haven't set foot outside the cabin. All we've done is house cleaning.
And whose fault is that?
Well, if you weren't such an old woman.
Well, if Floyd's cousin didn't live in such a pig pen.
Now, Judge, I think that's going a little far. After all, Earl loaned us the use of the cabin, didn't he? Remember, Earl's in the service.
Yes, and I hope they've got him doing KP. Which reminds me, who's going to volunteer to do the lunch dishes?
Don't all speak at once, gentlemen.
I think the judge ought to do them. He dirted up every pot in the place making that so-called slum gullion.
Slum gully, and I did not.
Looks like you're elected, Judge.
That's gratitude. I work my fingers to the bone making a fine dish for everybody, and you not only refuse to eat it, you ask me to clean up afterwards.
I didn't see you eating any, Judge.
I wasn't hungry.
You ate over half the Fig Newtons, you old goat.
Gildersleeve, I saw you eat seven.
Seven? Peavy, you're my witness. How many did I eat? How many?
Gentlemen.
Just tell him, Peavy, how many?
Gentlemen, let's not be getting upset over Fig Newton.
No.
After all, we have a whole other box of Lorna Doones.
Fellas, this isn't getting the dishes done.
No, it's not. Now let's be fair about this. I move we draw lots to see who does them. Do I hear the motion seconded?
Oh, Judge, get off the bench.
Here, I'll take four broom straws. Don't look now.
Who's looking?
The man who picks the short straw does the dishes. All right. Gildy?
Let somebody else draw first. Peavy.
All right. Peavy.
Well, now, let's see. Very hard to make a choice here. Eeny, meeny, miny.
Oh, take one.
There. Floyd?
Okay.
Gildy?
Take your time, Gildy.
Don't be trying to force me, Hooker.
Nobody's forcing you.
Want me to take that one, don't you? Well, just for that, I'll take this one. No fair. You deliberately threw me off.
There's the wash bucket, Gildy. You'll find plenty of water in the lake.
Yeah, don't fall in, Commissioner.
What did I ever come out here for?
Look out for bears.
Hunting trips. Nothing but housework and washing dishes.
Hurry it up, Gildy. It's almost time for you to start getting dinner.
Shh, be quiet.
Why?
I thought I heard something outside.
Could it be the moose?
Maybe he smelled the judge's slum gullion.
No, if he smelled it, he'd go the other way.
Quiet!
That's no moose!
Hi, Unc.
Leroy!
Hiya.
Young man, I thought I told you not to...
You forgot your cartridges, Unc. Here.
Leroy, that was only an excuse.
You gotta have cartridges, Unc.
Leroy, you have no business here and you know it.
Let me stay, Unc, please.
No.
It's getting dark out. I'm scared to go home.
You were never scared in your life. Besides, there's no place for you to sleep.
I'll build a lean-to. Please, Unc.
What do you know about lean-tos?
For crying out loud, any Boy Scout can build a lean-to. All you need is some pine balls.
But we have no bed for you.
Any Boy Scout can make a bed. A few sticks and some pine needles.
Leroy, do the Boy Scouts teach you anything about washing dishes?
Are you kidding? A little sand and water and plenty of elbow grease?
Welcome to Camp Carefree, Leroy.
For it's always fair weather when good fellows get together
with a stein on the table
and a good song ringing clear.
There is a tavern in the town.
Peavy, I know a better one. What do you want?
Hey, Unc, for corn's sake.
Go back to bed.
Can I come in? How can anybody sleep out there with all this going on?
Do like the Boy Scouts, my boy. Stuff pine needles in your ears.
Well, all I can say, if you ever get that moose, he's going to have circles under his eyes.
Run along, Leroy.
Yeah, good night, Sonny.
Nighty night, Leroy.
Crawl into your little lean-to, my boy, and pull the pine needles up under your chin.
What a bunch of characters.
By George, nobody's going to shut me up tonight. How about another song?
There is a tavern in the town.
A hunting song.
Do you ken John Peel with his coat so gay? Do you ken John Peel at the break of day? Do you ken John Peel when he's far, far away? When he's off to the hunt in the morning?
There is a
oh, the sound of the horn brought me from my bed, and the bay of the hounds which he oft-times led.
Peel's view, halloo, would awaken the dead,
or the fox from his lair in the morning.
Oh, bravo!
Hey! We ought to do that again.
By golly, this is the life, isn't it? No cares, no responsibilities.
And no women.
No women.
Down with women.
Nobody to argue with, nobody to tell us what to do.
Just a bunch of good fellows getting together for a good time.
Right. Horace?
Yes, Gildy?
You're my friend. I want you to know that.
Thank you, Gildy. And you're my friend.
Whatever happens, whatever I've said, I take it all back. You're my friend.
Ain't I your friend, Mr. Gildersleeve?
You too, Floyd. You're my friend, too. You're a terrible barber, but you're a good friend. Now, Peavy there, he doesn't talk much.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that.
But we're all friends. And tomorrow morning, my friends, we're going to get up bright and early, and we're going to go out and we're going to shoot us a moose.
I get first shot.
Now, Judge, I saw him first.
Nobody's seen him.
Well, I heard of him first.
No arguments. No arguments. We're all friends, and we're all going to shoot at once.
And we're all going to miss. You can't get a moose that way.
Now, Floyd, share and share alike. That's the only way.
There's one little point, Gildy, which it might not be out of place to raise at this time.
What's that?
Who gets the moose head?
I'd like to put in a bid for that, Judge. My lodge has been getting along for years on nothing but a photograph.
Floyd, are you my friend or aren't you?
Of course, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, let's remember it. Now, I have a den. I just had it done over. A handsome specimen there would be just the thing.
In that little hole? There'd never be room for you and the moose.
Horace, do I call your den names?
Why, you couldn't even shut the door.
Just to settle the argument, Judge, why don't we give it to our good friend Peavy?
Oh, I'm not interested in any stuffed moose, Mr. Gildersleeve. I learned my lesson when I married Mrs. Peavy.
Fine way to talk about your wife.
You don't understand. When Mrs. Peavy married me, one of the things she brought with her was an old stuffed owl. Only value was sentimental. It had been in the family for some years, but never again.
Why not?
Attracts vermin.
Judge, on second thought, I want you to have that moose.
On second thought, you can keep it.
Well, if you gentlemen will excuse me now, I think I'll turn in. It's past my usual time.
I think we'd better all hit the hay, fellas. We'll be getting up at the crack of dawn tomorrow.
Right.
Good idea.
No snoring now, you old goat.
I never snore.
Good. Neither do I. These darn boots. They're tough to get off.
That bottom bunk is yours, Peavy.
I know. Where does a man brush his teeth around here?
Just leave them in the aisle. The porter will take care of them.
Gildersleeve, you're not going to sleep with your clothes on.
Why not? I suppose you're going to rough it in silk pajamas.
My sleeping habits are my own affair.
He wears a nightgown and booties.
Want us to tuck you in, Horace?
Highly amusing.
Well, I'm ready. Last one into bed is a rotten egg. Hey.
What?
Who put a frog in my bed?
Hey, Unc. Hey, Unc, wake up.
Shh.
Quiet.
Wake up.
Be quiet. Don't wake the others.
What time is it, Leroy?
Sun's just coming up, and I think I hear something, Unc, down by the lake.
The moose.
Shh. Get your shoes on and get started, and we can bag him before the others even wake up.
Good boy. I'll be right with you. Hand me that boot.
Here, I'll help you tie it.
Never mind. This is good enough. Let's go. Oh, my gun.
Don't forget your moose horn.
Shh, look at the judge, sleeping like a baby.
All hands on deck! Come on, get up! Floyd, Peavy, get up!
Where's the fire? What's up?
Wake Peavy!
Hey, Peavy, hey! There, come on, wake up!
Right away, dear.
Judge, what is it?
Gildersleeve, he's sneaked out. He's going to beat us to the moose.
Why, that fat double-crosser. Come on, I know these woods better than he does.
Peavy, get up. Don't you want to get a crack at the moose?
If you don't mind, gentlemen, I think I'll sleep this one out.
Say, Unc.
Don't tell me again that you're hungry, Leroy. I'm hungry, too.
Nah, I was just going to ask if you're sure the moose is in here.
How do I know? Moose tracks have been seen in the neighborhood. Oh, darn brush is as thick as a jungle.
Maybe we should look in some easier place. Don't moose ever go on a path?
Don't be silly, Leroy.
Why don't you try the horn again?
Maybe I should. Hooker, how can I lure the moose if that old goat keeps butting in?
He's probably just jealous because he hasn't got a horn.
Well, we'll just have to keep looking for the spore.
The what?
Spore. Means the animal's tracks.
Hey, there's a cow pasture up ahead. Shouldn't we head back toward the lake?
Maybe so. Although the moose might come up here to feed.
What do they eat? Rabbit?
Grass and leaves.
I wish I had some.
Confound it, Leroy. Don't keep talking all the time.
I'm sorry.
Now be quiet. What's that? Leroy, I believe our quarry is near.
I heard something.
We'll move up, but very quietly. Moose is a darn fool to live in this kind of stuff.
Shh.
Quiet. I'm going to stand up now and see if I can spot him. Well, I'll be a... Leroy, it is a moose!
Where? Let me see him!
Darn it, Leroy, now you've startled him! Oh, my goodness! He's coming this way!
Gosh, he's as big as an elephant!
Where's my gun? Quick, here! Oh, wrong end.
Hey, don't point that thing at me!
Well, keep out of the line of fire.
Shall I give him a horn?
No, look out. He's coming right at us. Steady now.
Wait till you see the whites of his eyes.
I can see them already.
Here he comes, huh? Shoot for the heart!
Which side is it on? I'll shoot for the brain. Take aim, hold breath, squeeze, trigger! Let me out of here!
Shoot, Unc, shoot! Ooh, Unc!
There he goes.
Yeah, why didn't you shoot?
Well, Leroy, I told you. A woodsman never keeps his gun loaded.
Oh, for corn's sake!
I wouldn't have had the heart to shoot that moose anyway. I knew it as soon as I looked him in the eye.
Well, gosh, why not?
Because he looked exactly like Judge Hooker. Bertie, that was a dinner fit for a king. Leroy doesn't know what he's missing.
Well, I'm keeping some warm for him.
You know how kids are. He just had to stop and tell Piggy.
So you had a good time, did you, Uncle Mort?
Except for Hooker's cooking, marvelous. Not a care in the world, and best of all, my dear, no women.
Oh, you don't really mean that.
I do, too.
You haven't told us yet what happened about the moose.
Well, sir, it was early in the morning. There was still a little mist on the lake. I was coming up a slight rise, running along at an easy lope with my gun at the ready and Leroy at my heels, when suddenly, there he stood. The most magnificent creature I've ever beheld.
Uncle Mort!
Yes, sir. He had 22 points on his antlers and a wild look in his eye, and he was snorting and pawing the ground like a bull.
Wasn't you scared?
Scared? I was as cool as a... I raised my gun, took careful aim, and...
Hi, Unc.
Oh, Leroy, I thought you were over at Piggy's.
I was, but I'm back.
I'll get you some supper in just a minute, Leroy.
What did you do, Unky? You raised your gun.
I raised my gun.
I saw Mrs. Ransom just now, Unc.
Oh?
She asked me to mention that if you weren't doing anything this evening.
Uncle Mort, what about the moose?
Oh, yes, the moose. Well, I raised my gun, took careful aim. Did she say what time, Leroy?
No, but the way she said it, she meant right now.
Well, I might have time just to run over. After all, I've been away.
But Uncle Mort, the moose, what happened? You can't just leave him standing there.
Pay no attention to him and he'll go away. I can't leave Mrs. Ransom standing there either. Good night.
Ladies, if you want extra praise coming your way at next Thursday's Thanksgiving dinner, serve some of those tempting, taste-tantalizing dishes flavored with Kraft Salad Mustard. Light golden, creamy smooth Kraft Salad Mustard. Now there's a mustard with just the right spicy tang to pep up a holiday feast. Baked ham for just one example. Why, you may even forget about turkey when you can eat tender ham baked to flavorsome perfection under a crusty coating of brown sugar and Kraft mustard. And here are other ways to tempt family appetites. Kraft salad mustard in deviled eggs, in appetizing cream sauces for hot vegetable dishes. They'll all be praise winners at your Thanksgiving table. And for you folks who prefer just a little more zippy flavor, there's another Grand Kraft mustard with horseradish added. So for next Thursday's Thanksgiving feast, be sure to have these two delicious Kraft-prepared mustards handy. Why not get both tomorrow from your dealer? Kraft salad mustard and Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweetin. This is Brian Hendrickson speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to listen in again next Sunday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve.
This presentation of the Great Gildersleeve starred Lee Delaney as the Great Gildersleeve. Nick Helton was the judge. Charles Lister played Floyd the Barber, and yours truly, Bob Hutchison, played Mr. Peavy. Missy Carl played Leroy with Cindy Martin Asher as Marjorie, and Lisette Ralph played Bertie. The production was directed by Mike Wheeler. This is Bob Hutchison inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve. ¶¶